Well, Tom, when you go to the doctor, do you have any issues when they're giving you a shot?
No.
Okay.
The only problem is they say that I show more of my rear end than I need to.
Okay.
It's like, we only need to see the top quarter of it. I'm like, come on, when I was a little kid, I used to have to drop them to the ground. I'm dropping them to the ground now.
Well, when I'm with a doctor, the only thing I want to know is, are you going to chill it first? And is it, you know, organic vodka or...
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were chilling the needle. I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah. She said shot.
Load up on liquor.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Duh. She's going out. She's
Catch
not going
up.
To the doctor's office.
Here.
She's going out to the bar.
I'm opening a bar called The Doctors. I'm going to the doctors to get a shot.
There you go. Well, apparently they're having to make some new needles for injections in rear ends because they say two-thirds of the bigger people didn't get a full dose of medication because the standard size needle didn't do its job. It didn't penetrate the bigger bottoms.
Wow.
Yeah.
How often do you need a shot in the bottom? I can't recall the last time I had a shot in the bottom.
I get one every month whenever I get my testosterone shots.
Oh.
And B12 shots on the, really? In the hip side, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't get either one.
Huh. Well, you're not going to the right doctor.
You know what, though? I got my flu shots. I guess that's... Did you get a flu? You don't get flu shots.
I don't get flu, but that was in the arm.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I've gotten them in the arm.
Okay. They also say that a study shows overweight patients respond better if their doctor avoids using words like fat or obese.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, please sit on this extra large steel reinforced chair and let's discuss your problem.
Oh.
So the doctor can't offend you now, huh?
Well, yeah, even the doctors now.
Thinking the doctor just says, well, you know that you're over the target weight for someone your size and age or your height and age.
Yeah,
you know, and they're probably like, if you could try to lose some weight, that would be good for your blood pressure. That's 800 over 600.
I think that's very well put, though.
Right.
Because you avoid the words that offend that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame that even the doctors can offend you now because that is an issue that you might be having.
Well, you don't want the doctor to go, hey, fatty,
come on
in.
I know that.
You want to feel like your doctor's not judgmental.
Mm. Yeah, I always, to me, the doctor is judgmental. That's their job.
Exactly.
Is to judge you, especially on a physical.
So if you get offended because you're unhealthy, so the doctor's going to say, you're good. Good
luck.
That's
not what you want.
I'm suggesting what Tom said was right. You don't go, you're fat. You say, you know, in this category, it looks like you're,
overweight.
Know, a little over this or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Not like, whoa, you don't want to go in there and be called names.
Yeah, and you don't want to use terms like big bone and husky because that shines right through as well.
Well, if you are.
Okay.
Well, and most people are not big boned. Have you ever seen an x-ray of a fat person? Same exact size bones.
I know.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because study shows that many Americans say that the research shows that x-rays don't work on some of the bigger people as well.
Right.
They have to get special x-ray machines. Now, the company that makes the extra, extra, extra large hospital gowns that almost close, you know, all the way in the back, say they are looking into making triple XL rays.
Because they got to close.
Yeah. I'm just saying, yeah, well, I know, but the triple XL ray machines for these bigger people.
Wow.
Mm. Okay.
So...
I didn't know they made the x-ray machines and the gowns, too.
Well, I made that part up. But they are making bigger.
I just got it.
Well, I'm just talking about those big gowns. I'm like, mine fits all the way in the back, but I just forget to close it.
You just don't close it.
Well,
it's
that's
not
true.
That you forget. You choose not to.
Yeah, I know. I put my arm backwards, though, sometimes. But they are just saying that, you know, if you are a little bit overweight or not hitting your target area, that there are bigger needles now and bigger x-ray machines.
Hmm. Wow.
Well, the x-ray machines, some of them may have to be bigger if it's like a CAT scan where you have to go in that tiny little tube.
Right. Mm.
But I don't know, are the x-ray machines not going through the person? I mean, are they been using stronger powered x-ray machines?
I think so.
Because I didn't think even a lot of fat would slow down an x-ray, but I don't know. But, yeah, I know those CAT scan machines, you lay down and you go in that little tiny tube, and it's, like, claustrophobic. And I'm sure there are people who don't fit in that thing.
Yeah.
What if they've ever gotten stuck?
I bet so.
I bet they have.
People have gotten killed in the MRIs, that magnetic resonance
imaging. Why?
Because someone forgets and leaves a big metal fire extinguisher too close to it, and they turn it on. The fire extinguisher goes whop and hits them right in the head.
Oh, because it's magnetic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's true. That's happened.
Well,
Google
thanks.
It. It'll ruin your day.
Yeah. Yeah.